Good morning. Thank you, Minchamar. This evening will be at 5:05. We noted the last couple of days, things we should avoid speaking about in shul, things we should avoid thinking about in shul, just in the most innocent terms. We should avoid Zvarim Batalim, talking about somewhat mundane matters. We should avoid mundane calculations, as opposed to calculations for tzedakah, and likewise. And now in terms of how to treat the Bet Midrash and the Bet Knesset, there are two particular ways noted in terms of how to make sure it is maintained. One is to sweep it and to flatten the floors. Ellie can be on top of that. This is presumably talking about earthen floors where they used to have to flatten the incline where it was literally earth. Of course, we don't have to flatten carpeted hard flooring. No. But we do sweep, vacuuming, umadlikim behem neret lechavod, and we light candles for his honor. As you see right in front of me here, these six small lamps, this is not just in commemoration of the menorah, this is to give honor to the space. In fact, some places still physically light candles. Every time they come to the Amud, they light actual candles. That may be a fire hazard in certain cases, and we use bulbs here, of course. And what strikes me that these are not just arbitrary, that we maintain shul cleanliness and we illuminate the space, but these are really two facets of bringing honor to a space. One is to make sure it's clean, and the other is to create an ambiance. If you go out in normal times to a restaurant, you want to see the place is clean, and also bringing an ambiance makes it nice. But I think also they represent spiritually the purpose of our time in this space. Cleanliness and ambiance, one is to remove all the negative, and the other is to inject positive. One is to remove all the dirt and the dust and that which collected and rusted on our souls, and the other is to inject light, to bring something special. If it was just about removing the negative, you'd say, keep the lights closed. I'll remove as much as I can, but if I put the lights on, I might see something I missed. But the point is, we want to inject positive while we're removing the negative, find ways to cultivate all the goodness within while finding ways to suppress that which we should not express.
Yes, sir.